Zoom coming to Chromebooks, Tesla recalled in China, Amazon shock waste disclosure, iPhone camera, and more in today's tech news. Last week, it turned out that ITV News did a coverage on Amazon's fulfillment centres in the UK, and with that, they discovered that through a leaked document that one of the warehouses showed that in a single week in April, 124,000 items were actually flagged for destruction, and out of those, only about 28,000 were actually scheduled to be reused for charitable purposes. Now, this actually has been an eye-opener, and apparently it is something that's quite common across Amazon globally. And some of these items are actually still in packages, hadn't been used, weren't returns and things like that. So that's quite a shocking and obviously bad for the environment. And I was looking at it with some other people as well. And personally, I think that this is just all down to money from Amazon. However, I personally can't see a way where they can't take things like the computers, including Apple devices, and either send them back to these companies for them to be recycled responsibly, or even donate them to schools. Now, I know in the US and the UK, schools are severely underfunded, so they could actually send it to those to be used. A local school during the pandemic last year was struggling for computers for people to use at home, including tablets, and there was a voluntary drive asking anybody who had any old device they didn't want to donate them to the school so they could get them out to the kids so they could learn online. And by doing that, Amazon could then use that as a tax write-off as well, so that would be looking better not only financially for those, but it also would be a win in the public's opinion as well. Now, if you are interested in this story, we do take a much deeper dive on that in the Essential Apple, and that will be coming out this week, so we will be tweeting that episode out once it comes, so stay tuned on our Twitter and Facebook. During the COVID-19 pandemic, Zoom was actually an app that a lot of people learned to use quite quickly, and it became one of the default apps for face-to-face conversations, not just for businesses, but for family members as well, and a good way for big families and even friends to stay in touch. I know some people who actually was using Zoom, including myself, where we were actually having some like pub quizzes whilst at home with work colleagues, and it just helped boost morale and keep everybody focused on there. So since then, Zoom has quietly announced that this week it will be start releasing a brand new progressive web app on June the 29th that will offer a better overall experience for Chromebook owners using the service. The app will be available for installation through the Google Play Store, and that's something that they actually started doing last year. So that's actually going to be better. I was looking at getting a Chrome device for my kids. We were using Windows machines and Mac machines as well, and I even took an old Windows machine that didn't really work very well, and I actually turned that into a Chromebook. And it was okay, but it was really lacking some of the app aspects that you really wanted. So the fact that Zoom is actually going to be doing this is something that I'm personally quite excited for, and hopefully we'll see more companies doing this to support the Chromebooks on there. In a bid to try and fight misinformation, in February 2021, Google rolled out an About This Result feature that provides more context about a particular search result, and Google is now building on that and actually taking this a step further. And this feature is actually quite interesting for a topic that's rapidly evolving and the sources haven't all weighed in yet. So what you will be doing, so say for example you search for some information on a hot topic, whether it's the Ministry of Defence papers that's being left in a bus stop in Kent, or UFO files or whatever that you're searching, when you blow those up, it will now come up in the Google search there that says, it looks like these results are changing quickly. If this topic is new, it can sometimes take a time for the results to be added by a reliable sources. So that is actually something that is going to be a welcome change from Google. And hopefully this will have a big impact on fake news and reduce the spread of misinformation. On to iPhone rumors now. Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has said that the 2021 iPhone models, whether it be the iPhone 12s or iPhone 13, depending on how Apple names them, will have new wide-angle lens and telephoto lens models with autofocus feature on the Pro models only. And then in 2022, those lenses will come to the standard iPhones as well. And to be honest, that kind of makes sense. In the past, Apple made sure that the larger iPhones had the better camera, and then they changed that in and named them the Pro model phones as well. So at the moment, you can get the smaller iPhone Pro model, and then you've got the Pro Max as well. So obviously, if they continued that lineup, you'll have better cameras. So you have to be a pro to use the cameras in Apple's eyes. Obviously, if you don't want to have the Pro models and you want the cheaper ones, then you're going to have to wait until the year later if you wanted updated camera lenses on there as well. Quo also added that the ultra-wide sensor will get a hardware refresh and use 6 elements instead of 5. So that should give you an improved low-light photos whilst in ultra-wide mode as well. And obviously, Apple made better step forwards in low-light photography with the iPhone 12 after Google basically took the cake there when they had the night sight on there as well. And these days with cameras, I think it's a lot of it is subjective whether you prefer Apple's or Google's photos. There have been some blind test videos on YouTube, and to be honest, without knowing what they are, sometimes I've picked out the Google photos are better than sometimes the Apple. So again, it's all on subjective these days, but it's good to see that Apple are pushing ahead with these camera upgrades. Chinese regulators have said on Saturday that Tesla would recall nearly 300,000 China-made and imported Model 3 and Model Y cars for an online software update related to assisted driving. However, with this one, it's not actually going to require owners to return the vehicles. The incident comes where self-driving could actually be accidentally activated by drivers, causing sudden acceleration, and the remote online software recall is going to be built in for China-made Model 3 and Model Y cars, and also includes imported Model 3 sedans as well. Tesla is now making Model 3 sedans and Model Y sport utility vehicles in Shanghai. So the online software recall basically means that it looks like that this should be able to be recalled automatically over the air rather than having to bring your vehicles in, which is obviously a good feature to have included with your vehicle for things like this. Now, onto things that we like. As I mentioned in the last podcast, I've been reading a book called No Filter by Sarah Fryer, and it's how Instagram transformed businesses, celebrities, and cultures. I actually finished that on Saturday, and the book really opened my eyes to how Facebook actually runs businesses, and not only runs Facebook itself, but also how it sees its competitors and also how it acts towards companies it purchases. And like I say, it really opens your eyes. So I highly recommend that book if you do get a chance. I'll put a link in the description so you guys can get access to that as well. Also, check out the Essential Apple podcast. I was actually in there partly on Saturday. Unfortunately, family events meant I couldn't stay for the whole thing. But those guys always do fantastic episodes on there, so make sure you're going to check that out. And again, I'll put a link in the description as well. So that's it for today, guys. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one.